WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone, settle in. This is Jackson Reed coming at you live from Wake Up and Win HQ. And today, we're tackling something crucial, something that can change your life, really. We're talking about boundaries, baby. Ever feel like a human bouncy castle? People just bouncing all over you, leaving their mess and taking your air? You know that feeling when someone keeps asking favors even though they clearly have the ability to do it themselves? Yeah, we've been there. But listen up, because this isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about self-respect, about valuing your time and energy. It's about creating a space where you can truly thrive. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences around your life. They define your space, protect your sanity, and allow you to focus on what truly matters. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you become a boundary-setting champion. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. First things first, figure out what absolutely cannot be compromised. This could be anything from spending quality time with loved ones to pursuing your passions. It's about recognizing your core values and letting those guide your boundaries. Think of it like this. If someone is asking you to step on a landmine, wouldn't you draw the line there? Same goes for your life. 2. Practice saying no with confidence. This one is tough, I get it. But remember, saying no isn't about being rude or mean. It's about prioritizing yourself. You don't have to over-explain or justify your decision. A simple, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to do that right now, is usually enough. Practice it in the mirror, and soon it'll feel as natural as saying hello. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. Vague boundaries are like blurry photographs. They leave room for misinterpretation. Be clear about your expectations and limits. Don't be afraid to have open conversations with people about what works for you. Remember, communication is key to building healthy relationships. 4. Don't feel obligated to please everyone. This is a game changer. You can't please everyone all the time, and that's okay. Trying to do so often leads to burnout and resentment. Focus on making decisions that are aligned with your values and priorities, even if it means disappointing someone occasionally. 5. Respect your own boundaries. The most important thing is to enforce the boundaries you set. Don't let people guilt trip or pressure you into doing things that make you uncomfortable. Remember, you have the right to protect your time, energy, and well-being. Let me tell you a story. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who constantly finds herself overloaded with work from friends and family. They know she's good at what she does, so they always ask for favors, even for things outside her job scope. This leaves Sarah feeling drained and resentful, sacrificing her personal time and projects to meet everyone else's demands. One day, Sarah realizes she needs to set some boundaries. She starts by politely declining requests that are outside her scope of work or simply too much to handle. She explains her situation clearly and communicates her availability. Initially, there's some pushback, but Sarah stands firm. Over time, people start respecting her limits. Sarah reclaims her time, focusing on her own projects and enjoying a more balanced life. Remember, creating healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your needs and making space for what truly matters. Saying no with confidence doesn't mean closing yourself off. It means opening doors to opportunities that align with your values and goals. So, go out there and start setting those boundaries. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the biggest challenges you face when it comes to setting boundaries? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to Wake Up and Win so you never miss an episode packed with daily pep talks and life-changing advice. Until next time, keep winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.